Proclamation number 0971 of 19th of June, 1939. Way to the Heights, Thorny. God's Word Strengthening. It is a grace without measure for you humans if you are worthy of the divine word, for brightest light shines for you in the midst of darkest night, and you can finish the path of life without worry and need not fear being misguided in the darkness. God's grace has always guided you humans as long as you have desired and used it. But how often has the path been thorny and impassable and you wanted to almost fail or take refuge on a more passable path? But this does not lead upwards, but constantly downwards. And the way up must offer resistance of all kinds. It must be overcome and laboriously covered step by step if it is to lead you to the right aim. Yet God's love knows about every obstacle and would like to make the earthly child's path through earthly life easier. He would like to help it not to become despondent and discouraged, and thus he gives it refreshment and refreshment for its arduous path. He does not leave the child uninvigorated but lovingly provides it with spiritual nourishment so that it will not pay attention to the discomfort of the path and easily and effortlessly overcome all obstacles in order to finally reach the Father. And anyone who thus walks the path strengthened will never again long for the less arduous but equally dangerous path. For at the end of the way he sees the form of the Divine Savior who lovingly looks towards him, and the desire for him makes the earthly child always stride more sprightly. It takes on the most difficult of obstacles with ease, because love for the Divine Savior is the driving force, it is an incentive and strength at the same time. Yet without divine help the earthly child would grow weary in its struggle against all adversities of life. It would not be able to break through the thorns and the undergrowth on the way up and would soon lie weary on the path. But the Father in heaven has wisely thought of this weakness and taken care that it will be helped in the greatest need. And so he gives his word. And through this strength and strengthening the earth's child. And whoever receives it is in his grace. He has countless blessings ready for his children on earth, and all of them are accessible to you through heartfelt prayer. Yet his word is the epitome of the Father's gracious love. For his word imparts immeasurable strength to the child. Whoever has the word will never lack strength, only his faith must also be firm and unshakable, for he is able to do anything with profound faith. Through the word he is taught to use the strength correctly. Yet if his faith is lacking or too weak he will not use this strength to the extent it is due to him. Therefore, first let faith become such strength that you no longer fears resistance. And only then will you understand the might and power of the word. If you hear the Lord's voice, the influx of this strength is certain for you. And if you receive such, then use them in the right way. And share them. Share them with those who, like you, walk the arduous path over thorns and cliffs, so that, strengthened in spirit, they may continue on the path that leads upwards to the Divine Savior, who longingly stretches out his hands to you and takes you home to your Father's house. Amen.